I'm going to call this meeting of the House Finance Committee to order. Let the record reflect that it's 1:32 p.m. on Wednesday, March 11th, 2026. Present today are Representative Stapp, Representative Moore, Representative Tomaszewski, Representative Galvin, Co-Chair Shragi, and myself, Co-Chair Josephson. Also present today are House Finance Committee staff, Committee Assistant Helen Phillips, Paige Tallulah-Lastufka, Secretary Bree Wiley, and Secretary Leah Frazier. We also have Moderator Emily Mesh from the Legislative Information Office with us. Before we start, please mute your cell phones. In today's meeting, we will begin to hear public testimony on House Bills 263 and 265, the operating budget and mental health budgets. Folks are, some of you have called in, as you should have, from Juneau, Sitka, Petersburg, Delta Junction, Dillingham, Glen Allen, Valdez, Wrangell, Homer, Ketchikan, Kodiak, Seward, Tok, and Offnets. What we're going to do, and this was scheduled through 3:30, it's hard for us to know. We have to go back to the House floor. It's impossible almost for us to know how long we'll be there. There are two issues we're still resolving on the House floor. What I'm going to do is invite callers who are currently in the queue to call for the 4:30 p.m. session. We were going to go home, I think, at around 6, but we'll keep that open until 7 or 7:30 if we need be, so that we get essentially the same number of minutes we otherwise would have gotten. So if you're a caller like PF or TN or AB, I see a Jen, a Don, a K, you may want to track what's going on. We apologize for the inconvenience, and come back to us at 4:30. What we're going to do now, for the convenience of those who've driven or walked here to the Capitol, is we're going to take up those present, and I don't have that list, but I think I know folks by name. So we'll start doing that. And I think I would first invite AML and Mr. Andreasen to speak.
Rifetti's.
And that's going to be time limited to 2 minutes. Yes, did you ask something?
Could you just put my name on the record, please?
You want to testify? Oh, apologies.
Well,
Representative Allard.
Well, let me think about that.
No, and Representative Allard and Representative Bynum and Representative Galvin have come into the room. So,
Chair Josephson.
Yes.
So, and just to be clear, we're going to take a few minutes of testimony here for those that are in the room, and then we're going to either recess or adjourn and invite those who have called in to call back at 4:30.
Correct.
Because we've been unexpectedly interrupted by the House floor session.
Correct.
Okay. Thank you.
So we're likely to have to leave in 10 minutes, which
thank
is
you.
1:45 p.m. So first testifying in the for the FY27 budget is Mr. Andreasen. That's a gold star to you, sir. Please begin your testimony.
Thank you. For the record, Nils Andreasen, the Executive Director of the Alaska Municipal League, and we've submitted our comments written to us. You have introductory and concluding remarks there. But I want to applaud within this budget increased funding for DCRA, a Division of Community and Regional Affairs, over the last few years, continued follow-through on revenue-sharing agreements for PILT, National Forest Receipts, and Fisheries Taxes. We support AEA's Rural Energy Assistance Program and project development to the extent that accelerates low-cost solutions for communities, and note the importance of the Renewable Energy Fund. Thank you for broadband assistance grants within DEED's budget, as well as the online with libraries program. Members have also identified early learning and pre-K funding, as well as career and technical education, as important components of community development. We appreciate continued support for the Human Services Community Matching Grant, Community Initiative Matching Grant programs, both of which are leveraged by local governments. Thank you for the strengthening of the VPSO program, Village Public Safety Officer, and continued investment across our communities for public safety. Thank you for inclusion of the full additional state contribution to meet the full actuarial rate, as recommended by the Aaron Board for PERS and TERS. And thank you for your continued follow-through on commitment to fully reimburse debt required by AS 2960-700 regarding the reimbursement for cost of municipal capital projects from DOT. Thank you for continued distribution of shared taxes and fees as required by law. And thank you, and we encourage discussion and focus on major maintenance this year. We urge, in addition, recapitalization of community assistance to the full $90 million, such that full $30 million is paid out in FY27, and encourage intent language to ensure that payments are made within 30 days. We encourage full funding of school bond debt reimbursement to be $41 million beyond the budgeted amount of $31,235. We encourage community jails funding to be increased from $9.5 million to $14.5 million, making it the full delivery of those services. We encourage sufficient funding for all nonprofits to support prompt payment, such that those payments go out in 30 days. Funding for emergency medical services match for Code Blue of $500,000 could be added to the budget. We encourage increased capacity for district attorneys so that cases don't have to be turned away for lack of capacity. And finally, sufficient funding for full operations of the Alaska Marine Highway System. Thank you.
So just those things.
And the BSA, for the record.
Okay.
School funding.
Thank you, Andreas, Mr. Andreessen, for your testimony and the good work you do at AML. We're now going
Mr.
to go
Chair.
To our... Yes.
May I ask one quick question?
You could, if it's one single
one
question,
single
you can
question.
Ask Mr.
Thank you,
yes.
Co-Chair Josephson, through the chair. Thank you, sir, for being here. Big applaud, but I get in trouble for doing that, for being number one. The question is there anything in the budget that you didn't want funded or removed?
Maybe I'll follow up with the committee.
Yeah. Thank you.
Okay. So we're going to go now to Rebecca Braun. Ms. Braun, if you'll come forward, give us your name, any association or affiliation, and your testimony.
Thanks. Good afternoon, Chair Josephson and members of the committee. Thanks so much for the opportunity to testify today. My name is Rebecca Braun. I'm a Juneau resident and parent of a senior at Juneau Douglas High School. And I'm here today to urge you to increase education funding. Thank you for your leadership last year. I know it was a big lift to override the governor's vetoes, plural, but unfortunately, it only got us a $20 increase in the BSA over the prior year. And even with last year's increase, state funding for education has fallen behind costs quite drastically over the last 15 years. And over that same period, over the last 15 years, as investment in our schools has dropped, outcomes have followed. Fourth and eighth grade test scores have fallen. Enrollment in post-secondary education and training has backslid. Teacher turnover has reached crisis levels. This year, 7,000 students did not have a teacher on the first day of school. We're robbing our kids of a solid foundation. And we're harming our economy. My doctor sheepishly admitted to me they now commute to Juneau. Their family moved out of state for better schools. I hear this story over and over, and as we all know, the data back it up. Working age families are leaving the state. I used to publish the Alaska Budget Report, and we would often chart winners and losers by agency. Last year, I ran some numbers, and from FY17 through FY25, the general fund budget for state agency operations went up 8% overall. That's not adjusted for inflation. At the high end, the Department of Public Safety's budget went up 62%. That was GF, agency ops. Law, corrections, and the court system weren't far behind. Near the bottom was education with a decrease of 4%. That's before inflation. And over the same period, the legislature's own budget grew 42%. If money doesn't help solve problems, why did you need more money? The truth is, money does fix a lot of problems. If the education budget had increased 42%, our schools could offer what Alaska kids got 15 and 20 years ago. Money makes a difference. It takes money to provide competitive salaries and benefits. It takes money to fix roofs and buy books. It takes money to implement programs like the Alaska Reads Act and to offer music and career and technical education, the kinds of programs that inspire and engage our kids. A poverty mentality is a self-fulfilling prophecy. There's no reason to starve our kids in our state of a vibrant future. We have the tools and the resources to generate the revenues we need if we have the vision and courage. I urge you to set a budget driven by vision, not by a sense of lack. Thank you for your time and leadership.
Thank you, Ms. Braun. Question from Rep. Allard.
Hi, Ms. Braun.
Hi.
Through the chair. Thank you so much for being here. I appreciate it. And I know your passion. I could see it in your what you read. I just have two questions, and we have a few minutes. Could you tell me one thing that has improved with the last increase with the BSA in our school districts? And would tell me one thing that will improve with an increase of the BSA again as a guarantee?
Well, right. And just be clear, I appreciate the questions. They're reasonable questions.
She's already ready to answer it, and I trust her because she has done budgeting.
Yeah, but what I was going to say is that this is sort of going to be a one-off because if we have 200 callers, we just can't. We'd be.
I understand, but you're in her.
I understand. So I'm going to ask if
Ms. Braun
can respond.
I promise, I'll just this one time.
Ms. Well, Braun.
Well, maybe not. Can the answer is... I'll follow up on that because I
really want to have a public record. You have a couple minutes to answer.
So Representative Allard, through the chair, I should say, I need some time to think about it and to do some research on it because I'm, like I said, I'm a parent, and so I have my separate work and do this. You know, I'm not necessarily privy to all that information, but I can definitely think about it. And I would say, like I said, it was a $20 increase once we backed out the one-time funds. So the increase this year helped some people stay afloat, but it still fell behind inflation. And that is a fact. So
no, it's not. Thank you for your comment,
all right,
though.
Remember, the goal of the chair is to get through those who are here physically.
Thanks.
We're going to the floor imminently. So I'm going to ask Ms. Ferry to... come next.
Chair, can I also make a request that we really limit the back and forth? I don't think the public expects to be interrogated by legislators and asked to be held accountable for their school districts.
Point of order.
I prefer that we not make it an interaction in that way that seems maybe combative or confrontational.
We're
going to change the rules again like we do on the House floor. Is that what you're saying, Shragi?
We're going to just move forward so that Ms. Ferry thinks we're all adults, and that's what I want to have happen. Ms. Ferry, please give us your name and association.
Good afternoon. Thanks for this opportunity. My name is Emily Ferry. I'm here to testify on my own behalf. I appreciate the work that you all did last year to increase the base student allocation. As you well know, that was not nearly enough to keep up with inflation, especially if we want the results that we had 10, 15 years ago. I am a parent with Becca. Our sons are both seniors. And as her late husband said, do you know what this means? You're going to be PTA parents together. And here we are. My son has had a great experience in our public schools here in Alaska. He's had a chance to play sports, take AP classes, CTE classes, and some of his favorite experiences have been through robotics and Model UN, where he's competed in national competitions. Really amazing opportunities. The thing that I am concerned about is those have been facilitated by Tier 1 teachers who either have retired or about to retire. And so who's coming behind them to take those positions? I mean, really, who? Because we don't have those teachers. They're not coming to Alaska. They're not staying in Alaska. Even those who are born in Alaska are going elsewhere where there's better pay, better benefits. So we are seeing not just our school buildings literally nearly collapse from lack of capital investment, but also our human infrastructure is about to collapse if we don't continue to invest in education every year, just as we do every other state-funded agency and service. So thank you for your time today, and I'll turn the time back.
Thank you, Ms. Ferry.
Mr. Chair, where was the speaker from?
Yeah,
that was my question.
Ms. Ferry, you're from Juneau, is that true?
That is correct.
Thank you.
Thanks.
All right, I hear some chimes. We're going to do a couple more here. Let me go to Kathy Bell.
I'm going to be really quick to the point because I want other people to speak also.
All right. Ms. Bell, please put your name on the record. Tell us where you're from and your affiliation, if any.
Okay. First, I'm going to get to that part. You want me to do that first? My name's Kathy Bell. I'm a constituent from South Anchorage. I've worked in Anchorage community as a nurse for 45 years, primarily with children. So I would like to request consideration for a couple things, but there's one primary thing. The first couple things is to request consideration for increased funding for Medicaid and reinstatement of public employee retirement system to retain quality employees. But my big ask today is I'd like to request that you please consider including an inflationary adjustment to education funding for this year's budget. This would make up for long-term shortfalls in resources for our schools. Our children are our future, and we need to provide quality education and give them and care for them in a school setting. These students will be our caregivers, our laborers, our professionals in all aspects of our lives. As we care for them and as we care for them and our elders now, they'll be doing the same for us in the not too distant future, all of you. So thank you for your consideration.
Thank you, Ms. Bell, and thanks for your years of work. And I hope you have a good visit here in Juneau. We're going to go ahead and try and get through who's here, because the floor needs us. And that plays two ways sometimes. Nancy Boyle.
Actually, I think it's Bale.
I apologize, Ms. Bale. It says Boyle. But I know your name, and I apologize.
All right. Good afternoon, and thanks for hearing me. My name is Nancy Bale, B-A-L-E. I'm a school nurse in Anchorage, responsible for two schools at this time, Whaley and the ACT program for super seniors. I also represent the board of the Alaska School Nurses Association. We appreciate the state of Alaska's role in education funding and ask that you make it a priority in this budget. Over the years since 2005, when I was hired, I have seen state funding wax and wane. Since the late teens, inflationary pressures were not met by state funding. In response, our district has had to consider more and more draconian cuts. This year, the spend down of COVID money and the spend down of district savings have finally unmasked the tough situation we're in. The ASD district budget this year has cut hundreds of positions, including, for the first time, school nurses. Some cuts were restored recently, but who will lose under current cuts will be our children. This, combined with a mismatch of local and state budget processes, makes the coming year very uncertain. Losing nurses close to your kids will be felt. What I am asking for you today is that the legislature fill the gap in education funding with an appropriation in this budget to try to restore what we have lost through inflation. I would accept any questions you may have. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Ms. Bell. Thanks for your work at Whaley and other places. We're going to wrap up before we recess. So we're going to do this promptly. Mr. Garrison, please. Mr. Garrison, name, city, and affiliation.
Good afternoon. My name is Lon Garrison. I'm the executive director of the Association of Alaska School Boards, and I'm a Juneau resident. First, I want to acknowledge the work that this committee has done to fund the Public School Foundation program for FY27 and the operating budget HB 263. Fully funding the statutory formula is important and appreciated. However, current law does not reflect any longer the true operating costs of schools in Alaska today. Across the state, school districts are preparing their FY27 budgets, as you well know, and significant structural deficits exist. Anchorage alone is projecting a gap of nearly $90 million, and MATSU anticipates more than $20 million. Kenai, Juneau, Kodiak, and others face millions more. So all told together, those represent well over $130 million in deficits just by themselves. The deficits are not a direct result of mismanagement, but they reflect a funding system that has not kept pace with inflation, rising health care costs, energy costs, transportation expenses, and so on. So even after last year's $700 BSA increase, which was greatly appreciated, the adjustment only closed that gap by about 39%. To a loss of inflation. And so there's still approximately at least 61% that we are struggling to try to make up. Research recently presented by Mike Bronson, an education researcher with the NAACP, reinforces why this matters, and his analysis has shown that inflation-adjusted BSA has declined, and class sizes along with that have increased, and student performance has declined as well. So student success ultimately means an expanded opportunity for Alaska's young people and opportunities to graduate, pursue careers, and contribute to their communities, build Alaska's future economy. And when students have greater opportunities, our communities have greater opportunities as well. So on behalf of the Alaska Association of School Boards, I would like to see the legislature significantly increase the funding for K-12 public education through the FY27 budget. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Garrison. For those online, it looks like there's 17 of you around the state. We are going to recess this meeting until a likely time of 4:30. And so the 1:30 meeting, which we're in, will be recessed to a likely time of 4:30 p.m. We're in recess. We are back on the record in House Finance at 3:56 p.m. on Wednesday, March 11th, 2026. A few housekeeping notes. I want to apologize to those who traveled to their local legislative information offices and called in to testify at the 1:30 p.m. start time. Please know we appreciate your time engaging with this process and are looking forward to your testimony. You're also invited to call in using one of the legislative teleconference numbers to be announced in a moment. For the 1:30 p.m. meeting, public testimony was originally scheduled to end at 3:30. Instead, we will hear public testimony until 4:30. Don't panic because you can always just call at 4:30. At that point, we will need to gavel out. At 4:30, we'll need to gavel out for just technical reasons of the 1:30 meeting in order to gavel into our next committee meeting, which begins at 4:30. I ask that testifiers stay on the line while we transition between meetings. We've amended our evening schedule to accommodate all testifiers calling in for this afternoon hearing. And happily, we're not due back on the floor, so there should be no interruptions. If you are calling in, please hang up once you finish your testimony. There are a limited number of call-in lines. This meeting is streamed on akleg.gov and Gavel Alaska if you'd like to continue to listen to public testimony after you testify. As a reminder, the following locations for public testimony during this hearing are Juneau, Sitka, Petersburg, Delta Junction, Dillingham, Glen Allen, Valdez, Wrangell, Homer, Ketchikan, Kodiak, Seward, Tok, and Offnets. To put yourself on the schedule, call the appropriate number as follows. For Juneau, 907-586-9085. For Anchorage, 907-563-9085. For all other locations, 844-586-9085. Those numbers will also be displayed on screen wherever you are watching or streaming this hearing. All right. We're also welcoming written testimony on the operating budget. Written comments should be submitted to House Finance. Let me be clear, house.finance at akleg.gov by 5 p.m. this Friday, March 13th. All right, with that, we're going to continue. As a reminder, testimony is limited to 2 minutes per person. If a testifier surpasses the two-minute limit, I will politely ask them to conclude their testimony and move on to the next testifier. So what we see right now is one person named Jennifer Schmitz, who reports she's in Phoenix. Do I have this right? Oh, sure. Okay, so we'll see if Jennifer Schmidt's calling from Phoenix. Are you available?
I sure am. Thank you.
You're welcome. Please tell us your name, even though you sort of did, and your affiliation and your location, please.
Okay, thank you. Good afternoon. For the record, my name is Jennifer Schmidt. I live in Anchorage, Alaska. I'm currently in Phoenix. I serve as the director of the Alaska Educator Retention and Recruitment Center, or ARC, which is a division of the Alaska Council of School Administrators. I'm here today to respectfully ask for your support of the $490,000 line item that supports ARC's work with school districts on teacher retention and recruitment. As you know, our funding, which is more than the current line item, was vetoed last spring. Despite that, we've continued doing the work because districts still need the support. However, maintaining this level of service will be difficult without stable funding. Alaska is currently facing the most severe educator shortage in our state's history. At the start of this school year, districts reported to us 350 vacant teaching positions on the first day. To keep classrooms open, districts have increasingly turned to international hiring. Today, there are 573 teachers in Alaska working on visas, and we support most of the international hiring coordination and support for districts across the state. Through ARC, we also provide shared statewide services that include a statewide education job board that connects all applicants to our Alaska schools and districts, recruitment events and job fairs, both in person and virtual. We do international teacher screening and hiring support. We support teachers relocating to Alaska, both prior to them coming to the state and while they're here, onboarding them, and then beyond while they're here. We also offer mentoring for new principals through our Alaska State Leadership Academy and through new superintendents through our new and incoming superintendent support program. These services create statewide infrastructure for recruitment and retention that many districts, especially smaller and rural ones, cannot manage on their own. Without restoring this funding, districts will lose critical support at the very time Alaska's educator shortage continues to grow. On behalf of Alaska's districts and students, I respectfully ask you to support the work we're doing by supporting the $490,000 investment so we can continue this work. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Ms. Schmitz. Representative Galvin, did you have a...
I have a brief comment.
I
just want to briefly say thank you. I enjoyed your lunch and learn last week here in Juneau. Hearing positive shares, I guess they're called shares, from different teachers, what's happening all over Alaska, was really a breath of fresh air. And I know that you were part of putting that together, and I just wanted to say thank you. Thank you for your testimony.
Rep. Galvin.
Thank you very much.
Is this $450,000 in Department of Labor? Or is it Indeed?
It's currently Indeed, but it is recruitment retention. It's currently Indeed, and it's $490,000, I believe.
$490,000. Okay. Yeah. All right. There's no one else online, but I see someone in our gallery, and so we would invite at this time Caroline Storm to come and give us her testimony. Ms. Storm, I'm sure you know the drill, but it's name, rank, no. Name... affiliation and, I guess, hometown.
Caroline Storm. I'm the executive director of the Coalition for Education Equity. I do live in Anchorage, although our organization represents districts across the state and children across the state. Our ask is $175 million to be added to the budget for public education funding. Energy and insurance costs continue to consume district budgets. As you are well aware, the $700 increase to the BSA last year was just 39% of what was required to keep up with inflation. So we are 61 to 63% still underwater. Each district is suffering. The $175 million would barely cover the shortfalls that districts across the state are reporting. In the words of Commissioner Bishop, a high-quality teacher is the best insurance for success in students. And so with the previous testifier telling us that there are upward of 350 teacher vacancies in the state, which are only going to grow between now and the fall, we really need to invest in public education. Thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you for your testimony. All right. I don't see anyone else online. I'm not surprised by that. By the way, for the record, we have Representative Allard, co-chairs Josephson and Shragi, Representative Hannon, Representative Tomaszewski, Representative Galvin. We took the roll previously at 1:30. Members who've come in shouldn't be alarmed that we've resumed. We've just done two test fires since we were on the floor. Jennifer Schmitz of AERRC and Caroline Storm of the Coalition. So I think at this time, we're expecting callers in 25 minutes, and we have let me take a brief at ease. At ease at 4:04. Okay, it is 4:05 here in Juneau. What we're going to do is we have a second meeting at, and to be clear, it's our third meeting of the day. It's our second public testimony opportunity. It will start in 25 minutes. So I'm going to adjourn the 1:30 p.m. meeting at this time. We're adjourned at 4:05. We'll be back at 4:30 for our third meeting. We're adjourned at 4:05.